So maybe do a quick recap because we had a little break for Yom Tov. Each os in the piece had a different theme to it. Again, not to go through everything, but basically we started off in Aleph talking about how every single person has a bechina, an aspect of malchus. It means like a sphere of influence. And there is a malchus to Isgalia, which is openly revealed. You can clearly see, you know, you have a job, and there's a boss, so the boss is over the people, the workers, and there's the CEO, and there's like a whole chain of command. And you also have a malchus to Iskasia, which is hidden. And you could have people who are humbled to others and don't even realize it. That's one thing. And the person should always use, that was the base, then continue, you should always use your malchus to be mochiach and to help others and to serve Hashem. That's the whole purpose of it. It also becomes a kind of self-defeating. The way to make sure this is done is through das, through proper intellect and focusing, through vocalizing Talmud Torah. That's what brings it out. And then we also talked about the things can be hidden. There's a hastora, there's a hastora shebetoicha hastora, the concealment. Then when you connect to das, that brings it out. So that was a quick recap. Now we're up to Os Hey. So this is a sefer. I'm going to do the bottom, the middle picture. It's called Ota Or. So on the top is just the straight Likutei Maharan, but in the middle, where he kind of elaborates on it and speaks, it's by a massive Breslov or Talmud Chacham, where he points out and just brings it. Some important footnotes also. So I'm going to be reading from the middle part. It says Ota Or, and if you see where I'm reading from, it says Keneged Malchus de Kedusha. So against or corresponding to, because we know he says in Koheles Zeh Le'uma Zeh, this world is like a seesaw. That whatever you have on the side of holiness, you have something against that in the side of unholiness. So, Keneg in Malchus de Kedusha, Sheesh Litzadik, Hamagale Es HaHistoros. The Tzadik is revealing that which is hidden. Yesh de Malchus de Sitra Achra. You have the Malchus from the Sitra Achra, from the unholy side. Sheikara Taivis Mamun. Really, the Taiva of Mamun, as he's about to explain, that's where it's coming from, the desire for wealth. It's actually Son Kute Tefilos. He talks about that the tikkun, the way you correct the taivis mamun, is through Pesach. Okay, shehi ba'atzma ha'stora v'hi b'chinas haman amalek. So he's always going to connect all these things. How, as we learned earlier in the piece, that Mordechai is the tzaddik, and against him is haman and amalek. So let's begin. It says like by the os hey, keneged spheres hamalchus corresponding to this attribute, the concept of malchus to kedusha, shehi madrega hatachton shel kedusha. It's the lowest level. Malchus, as we said, is that. Lace mi garme klum, right? That's melech. Lace mi garme klum is osios melech. It has nothing of its own. It's only what it's received from the higher. If you can imagine, almost like a ladder, so to speak. So you have chachma, bina, das, chesed, givur, going all the way down. So malchus. Malchus just is receiving everything from kedusha. It's the tachton, it's the bottom. U'mimena mikabels chiyus kol hamadregos hatachtonis and nemuchos b'yoser. Afilo osun shehein bechinas hastor shbetoicha hastora. See, even those who, as we clarify, that hastora means you don't even realize, that's one level, you know that's hidden, but we don't realize the fact that there's a concealment, that's the hastor shbetoicha hastora. So yesfiris hamalchus harosho, hainu malchus haman amalek. So when you have malchus and kedusha, you have a level of being a melech in the side of impurity, that's haman, that's amalek. Kosh kosov reishis goyim amalek. At the beginning of all nations is a Malik. I think it was maybe last time someone was asking, like, how does a Malik fit on the scale? And the truth of the matter is, a Malik is in a category by itself. It's not within the definition of even on the scale. It's a totally different category by itself. That's the ratio of the Goyim. Ki a Malik yesh lo bechinas ratio of Malchus. He has this attribute of Malchus. The Haman whom is there a Malik, and as we know that Haman comes from Amalek, the Hamalchus to Kedusha, the Hamalchus Harisha, these two things that go, Hein Ze Leumas Ze. You have each one is counterbalancing the other one. Ki Malchus to Kedusha, Bechinas Hakosu Beshevet Don. So now, what he's going to bring now in this part right now is three separate psukim to bring out this idea about Don and about Malchus and about Yira. So the first thing he quotes in Bamidbar is that Don, Shevet Don, was called the Ma'asef. L'chol hamachanos. So what does that mean? The one who would gather everything that was lost. So I'll give a little bit of an introduction. That we have a concept of what's olam, shana, and nefesh. That this world, every concept has three carbon copies of it. It exists in time, It exists in space and exists in nefesh. So nefesh, human beings who come from Shevet Dan. So they have a placement, they have a physical location. They were the last, they're the bottom, at the end of all them. And in Zman, so Dan, Shevet Dan, the last, it corresponds to the last of all the Shvatim, which would be last of all the months. I'm sorry, last of the Shvatim and the last of all the months. But the last of all the months is Adar. So Adar comes from the word Adaris, which means like a cloak, something that's hidden. It's the last, it's the final stage. So Shevet Dan is always the lowest level. So again, Malchus is the lowest level from everything came from above it. So Shevet Dan is going to be corresponding to that. And he says, that's the first proof here, he says here, right? Ma'asif l'chol ha-machanos. V'ha-raya shefir Malchus b'china sof. So how do you know that Malchus is the end? K'moshe Kosov, it says, this is in Koheles, sof dovor, at the end, the last thing, the final thing, sof. Again, just like Dan was at the end, ma'asif, there's like sof, the end. Sof dovor l'chol hakol nishma es elokim yurei. So this idea about having Yiras Hashem, that is Malchus. That's the second pasuk he brings here. Eselkim Yire, Zebchinas Malchus. Yira and Malchus go together. How do we know that? So he brings the third pasuk. Koshkov, like it says in, I guess not pasuk here, but a proof. Pirkei Avos, not this week's perek, but next week's perek, Perek Gimel, is Imale Moro'o Shal Malchus. You have the Davin for Shalom Malchus. This is the source based upon Sefer Yirmiyahu. Sefer Yirmiyahu, it's in Perek Chavtes. He's writing a famous letter to the Jews who are in Bavel. Yirmiyahu is still in Eretz Yisrael, and the community has basically already been essentially, gone. There's nothing left in Eretz Yisrael, right? Nebuchadnezzar is here, and he's telling you basically, submit to Nebuchadnezzar, you'll survive. It's going to be 70 years, then you're going to come back. But daven for the Shalom HaMalchus. This is the source from Novi Yirmiyahu and Pirkei Avos. This is why we say Shabbos. We say a tefillah for peace of the government. It's not a tefillah like Democrats versus Republicans. It's just there should be a government that's in place. What? Right, a righteous functioning government. Because if not, if you didn't have it, the Mora Malchus, so then everyone would eat each other up alive. They would swallow each other alive. There was a remember Hurricane Katrina, right? So they had blackouts. And during the blackouts, when there was no power, the police officers themselves were caught looting, appliance stores and stuff. So the joke was, because New Orleans, the Rosh Tavis is N.O. So on the side of the car, it says, no police. No police. Because the police themselves were. Because when there's no Yiras Hashem, then people do whatever they want. So you have to daven, at least should be a little bit of a fear of government, that they'll keep people in line. So you see here this whole idea of din, of Malchus, of this all coming together. So that's what he says. Yira and Malchus go together. Because the Malchus is what puts fear into people. If there's no fear, then people do whatever they want. So this is the end. Again, Sof Dover, that was our pasuk in Koheles. Kihi bechinas hamida ha'achrona. This is the last of all the midos, of all the spheros, meha'eser spheros. Bechinas ma'asif l'chol ha'machnos to kedusha. This is the Shevet Dan who's gathering everything together from a holy place. Ki ha'tzadik shehu bechinas malchus to kedusha. The tzadik is this physical representative of malchus to kedusha. Osik legalos es kol hastoros. He's working, as we're learning this piece, he's working to always constantly reveal that which has been hidden. Ve es kol nidche Yisrael yikanes, and to bring in all those who have been rejected. And that's Shevet Dan. If you remember that there was Haman attacked, right? Haman is attacking, he's the Malchus of impurity. He attacks those who were niflat from the Anani HaKavod, those who were rejected, who were sent out. That was Shevet Dan. Those are the lowest levels, the last of all the machnos, the lowest level Jews, so to speak, and those are the ones that that were rejected. So Haman, who's the descendant of Amalek, who's Malchus the Sitra Achra, comes and attacks those Jews. Rav Wolfson said that we're all Shivtei Dan nowadays. We're like this is the last in terms of time periods, lower. We're like the last generation. So these are the ones that Tzadik is coming to bring every Jew back. No one should be rejected. Bechinas machane don. The tzaddik is like don. If you would lose something, this is what the Chazal teaches. If you would lose something, you know, you dropped your phone in the desert, you dropped your watch in the desert, you dropped your shoes in the desert, whatever you were carrying on, you lost. So since Don was the last, he was like the Hashavas Aveda kind of guy. Oh, wow. He would bring back everything. So what it really means on a deeper level, those neshamas that became lost throughout time, throughout generations, and fell out of Klal Yisrael, Ma'asid l'chol machnos, Shevet Don is the one who's going to bring those all back. Those who became lost in that Hastorah Shevetocha Hastorah, that's what Shevet Don is coming to do and bringing everybody back. That's what the Tzaddik is doing, is bringing back those neshamas that got so verblunged throughout history. Machane Don, Hayanosea Achron, Bamidbar, he was the last one in the camping order, La'achu kol ha-machnos. So look for a second in the footnote 76 at the bottom. He brings here Yushalmi, Shahatafkin Shevet Don Haya. Right? What was the whole purpose of this? Again, he calls you the sorceress in Irvin. Shekomi Shahai Ma'abed Ezidovr. If you lost something, you dropped something, I don't know, whatever personal possessions you had in the desert and you dropped it, Haya Machziro Lo, then he would bring this back. Rashi brings on Chumash. Inyin Ze Miskayim Gam Besfir Samalchus. So this idea, obviously something physically is happening, there's a spiritual source behind it. This is the idea of Malchus. Kihi Ma'asefes Es Kol Hashpa'os Shel Hasfiros Ha'olyonum. Hayonos kidei lahashpil oilam. He's the one who's bringing back all these things to make sure that it comes to the right place. That everything's being returned and in channeled in the correct way. And that brings the next little bottom line. It says ki don is a lashon of din. Right? Okay. Right. As we know, that's his name was mentioned. For Amr Chazal, the famous Gemara, Bava Kama, and quotes also getting dina demachusa. Dina, right? So we know, Pashup Pshat, that means that you have to abide by all of the monetary laws of the nation. If you live, you have to pay your taxes. You're not allowed to cheat the government. It's 100% a requirement to be honest and to pay your things, because that's by Dina Demachos Adina. But Rabbi Nachman is saying that the Din is Shevet Don, and that's Malchus. Right? Do you follow how that goes again? Din Shekovas HaMalchus. Din shitzarech lekaimo, again, just sounds so obvious, but unfortunately we need to remind ourselves that you have to keep all the legal financial laws of the countries that we live in. That's 100% of a Torah requirement. Malchus hu b'chinas din. So Malchus is din, ki yesh ba chasod m'gevuros. There's both chesed and gevura, which is the right side, the left side. V'aydeh ha-gevuros shebo, because the gevura that's in it, ne'noshim ha-rishoyim, the wicked people get punished. Lechein machane don. So specifically, the tribe of Don, shiroimez al bechinas hadin. They're the ones who hint at this idea of din. Roimez al sfiras hamalchus. So din, don, malchus. It all comes together. Uluumazos. In contrast to this, so that's the holiness, the malchus of kedusha. So you always have. It's in Megillah. I think it's in Avav, which talks a contrast. A famous Gemara about Rome and Yerushalayim. If it says that you see Rome, if they're both up. If Rome means the Goyim is high up, and Klal Yisrael is high up, don't believe him. If they say that Rome is low down, and Yerushalayim is low down, don't believe them. If they say one is up and one is down, then you can believe them, right? Because one's Yaakov, one's Esav. It's a seesaw. So when one rises, the other one falls. So in order, the only way that can work is if you have a zelu umazeh, you have a free will, a counterbalance, which you can think about it. Now they're going through historical proofs right now. But you'll think about it and you'll realize that those locations, those time periods where there was a tremendous level of Kedusha, in the very same vicinity was a tremendous level of Tumah. Right? That you always have the two are right next to each other. Okay. Lumazos, in contrast, Malchus to Sitra Acher Huma Asif Mamon. So the contrast to gathering together all the holiness and all the things is taivas for Mamon to get more and more wealth. Vigorim lahashpia taivus mamon ba'olam, to produce this and to be mashpia, to spread out this idea about what's a taivus moment. I want to be big, so I can be bigger, so I can be the biggest. More. You're never satisfied with what you have in terms of the money. Kimach mashehu yore shlo yotzia hatzadikim v'koyach limun hatoras bilo mipiv. That it has these holy sparks, as we spoke a little between Minchah Marav tonight about the Birkas Ilanos. So there's neshamas, Jewish souls that got lost, and fell into that place and couldn't recognize, didn't have the das, didn't have the Talmud Torah to connect Hashem in that place. Al Kain, who misgaber or misafif mavon, so he grows stronger. This the malchus of Sitra to Achra, and it more money. Shehem nitzotze kedusha. This is the source of the money. Sheish b'mon. There's something that exists holiness in there. Kihem mechines hagavonim iloin sheish b'zohav v'kesef nechoshes shehem hamamon. So there's an idea that each one of these coins has. See, I'll read you something from the. This is the BRI translation of it. See if I can find it. I don't want to spend too much time.
I wonder how we connect this to Shimshon HaNazir, who, unless I'm mistaken, he was also the shofet from Dan, and he was the Mashiach ben Yosef for his time. Unless I'm mistaken, Rabbi Daniel Glatzin has a whole hour-long shiur about this particular concept, actually comparing Shimshon's war with the Plishtim in Gaza with the war that's going on right now. It's
whole
parallels that he draws upon. He's saying that the people that pushed him then were actually the 50th level of Tumah at that time, and Shimshon's biggest mistake, what he was looking at with his eyes, was actually trying to basically end the game early, so to speak, and reaching into the Shar Nun, and how there's a parallel between that and what's occurring today, which is interesting. You're talking about a place of Kedusha being so right next to a place of Tumah. You can see that in a microcosm in everywhere where we have Jewish cities here in America, but certainly in Eretz Yisrael as well.
Yeah, very good point. That's true. His humor, excellent. Here's the footnote I found. I'm just going to read this in the English. It says, "The sparks of holiness were spread throughout the creation and found in everything in all forms of animal, vegetable, mineral. Therefore, the more material possessions one has, the greater number of sparks of holiness in his possession. This explains why the other side seeks to gather money and also why those who fall under the rule of Malchus of evil desire great wealth. On a deeper level, man's soul and wealth share the same supernal root. When a person sins, like Adam, his soul diminishes, as the sparks of holiness contained therein go elsewhere. His desire to amass many possessions is in essence the desire to gather the sparks and to rebuild his soul anew." That's a fascinating idea. Okay, so let me skip a little bit. Look on the bottom line now. Zeh b'chinas taivas hashiras. This is the desire that a person has to accumulate wealth. Shenoiflim bol gam Yisrael. Shehi hashiras b'chinas malchus harisha. Now, if you look at 83 for a second, the footnote over here says he brings it from Kuti Halachos in Chosh Mishkan Nitzki Mamun. This is written by Reb Nosson, Rabbi Nachman's main student. Malchus de Sitra Achra, the kingship of Sitra Achra, Shem Arba Malchius. These are the four kingdoms. The beginning is from Amalek, because Reish is Golem Amalek. So this all comes back to Amalek. Mizgabrim lahazik mamon Yisrael. They try very hard to damage the Jewish money. Dehainush, Mizgabrim betaivis mamon, shebezehem mazikin mamon Yisrael. Shefa koidesh, lahachniso taivis shehi misitra achra chasvashom. So they try to implant into the holiness of taiva. Ki ikir hagolios heim rak al yidei hamamon. That the main gullus comes through money, kisham kol nitzoyses hakedushas, because it's the gathering of all these sparks. Veheim misgabim lahotziam lechutz chas v'sham aidei taivis mamun. Again, they're trying to get people to go outside of the realms of holiness. Va'aidei ze shegozlin lamamun Yisrael, stealing. Kiheim bechinas achas. It's the same quality trait over here. Behind this means gezelosom mamish lehisgabrus hataiva al Yisrael ki hakol kdei linok lekabel mishefa kodesh hagonus b'mamun. They're trying to grab their nourishment. There's a fascinating comment. I don't remember where the Orach Chaim says this, but it's on the Chumash. And the Orach Chaim points out that you'll find wherever the Jewish... Why is it the Jewish people are, you know, kicked out of certain countries? My father-in-law, he should live and be well. He won't travel to any country in Europe where the Jews were expelled from. So he has a very small amount of options to where they want to... So Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, I'll tell you the Pnimius why that is. Because the Jewish people are sent in this world, as Gemara Pesachim says, we're spent to gather. So when we take all the Kedusha that exists in a particular country, as soon as we've elevated that, then we're done there. So they kick us out of France, Spain, England, whatever country we've been to, we're sent away from. Why are we doing it? Because, okay, all, according to politics, because some new king rose and has some reason, this is why. The Ordech Chaim says, that's not the real reason why we're sent out. We're sent out because our job is done in that place. We've elevated all the nitzotzos that were in that spot, and now we're sent out. So I was going to finish up with the last, yeah, where we are. It says, Va'al Kain, a Molik. Right? So therefore, this makes sense now. The Molik Shehu Malchus Harosha, Roidev Davke Es Machin Edon. That's why, of all the Shvatim, the one who Amalek is primarily fighting against is Don. Yosem Yikol Yisrov, more than any other ones, the Shvatim. Shehu Bechinas Malchus de Kedusha, because Don represents Malchus of holiness, and that's exactly what Amalek is against. Kamosha Kosh says, Kashamolik Bov and Ilcham, Im Yisrov, and Midwar, Vizane Bechol. Right? You were tired, you were weak. These are the people from Shevet Don, Velo Yori Elokim. Yira, which we said was Malchus, right? They didn't have this attribute of Yiras Hashem. Amalek Tofes es Elu, Sha'anon Polit Mechutz Lamachane. Amalek Badavka attacks those who are rejected.
The weakest.
The ones he feels that Hashem said, I don't care about them anymore. What do we say in davening, in tzillim? Shebeshifleinu zocholonu, kile olam chasto. Even in our shiflus, you never forgot us. Even those Jews who were on the lowest possible level, they were ovei avodah zarah, they had pesel micha, they were rejected, they were kicked out. You think, okay, you've been, you're done. No pun intended, done. You're finished, right? Machbis chatoim, because they're sins. Umash omer lo yerlokim, hayne be'eish she'ein lehem koch malchus. They didn't have the malchus. The kedusha shehi bechinas yari elokim. They didn't have yari elokim. That's what it says. The pasuk says, v'lo yari elokim. You don't have malchus. Right? Again, with Rabbi Nachman, the way he puts it all, Yiris Elohim means Malchus. You don't have that. You have no Malchus. They sinned. And now, since you gave that away, so now the other side can come against you, because they do have the Malchus, not from a holy place, they have Malchus coming from the side of impurity, of Tumah, of Sitra Achara. Ki Malchus Haman Amalek, who hippoch, the exact opposite, Malchus to Kedusha, right? It's the fakirat, the opposite. Malchus to Kedusha, he bechinas ma'asev l'chol machanos. The ones are gathering everything together, to bring it together, right? Yosef means to increase and to gather. So they're bringing it all together, they're increasing. The Kedusha, hainu, kol hasfir, shemei al hasfir malchus, everything comes above it, shemei hen hi hamikabelos, they're receiving it from there. U malchus homon amalek, malchus harisha, that's the evil one. Hu bechinas me'asif mamon. So instead of being gathering the holy, the type of mamon over here, kimizgaber b'tayvus mamon kedei litvos kol anitzoytus hakedusha. They want to get all the holy sparks that are scattered. Ach, afal pichein ein moyel lo klal. This isn't going to help. Ki yesh koch amalchus tekedusha shehi bechinas Mordechai. Because this is what Mordechai comes, and he's the rosh. He's the one who's the tzaddik. He's the one who has this koch of malchus mordor. Is this level of Malchus. And again, it just goes back to the very beginning of the piece, that everybody has this level of Malchus. And there's one person, there's the Tzadik Hador, who's the Melech over the whole generation, both in the hidden way and in the revealed way. Shehu HaTzadik Sheish Lo Malchus U'mem Shol Lo Lavod Is Hashem Yizborach L'hoitze Me'ito Kol Hamam V'chol HaNitzoytes Kedusha Shebola. He can get back everything that had been swallowed up from the, and been, you know, kind of extracted to pull out all these sparks of holiness. Aidei Shehu Mamshich Das, because the Tzadik is the one who brings Das. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who is always the level of Das. It's a chibur, it's a connection. U'megale Es HaHastor Shebetoch HaHastor. He reveals HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present even in that place where he didn't even know that Hashem was hiding. Ha'astora nehevechs l'das, and that concealment now becomes converted into das. K'shem sheish lo koach l'hafoch es kol ha'astoras l'das. Since the tzaddik Mordechai has the ability to take all of the hiddenness and bring them to place of das, kach hu gam moitzi ha'malchus arisha es kol ha'shiras. He takes out the wealth from nezwer mahapch l'das and brings that to a place of dalj va'oisu men Torah, and the Torah comes out as a result of this. B'zesh om rabbeinu zichron v'bracha. That's what the Gemara says in Megillah on. Yudam Beis, all the pasuk, kila adam shetoyv lefonav nosan chachma vedas. The one who is good in front of him, he gave him chachma and das. Zeh Mordechai. So you read the Gemara, you understand what does das have to do with Mordechai. Now we understand, we have a deeper understanding. Hayni she Mordechai hu bechinas malchus, because Mordechai is the melech malchus the kedusha kanal nosan lakosh baruch hu chachma vedas. So he's one who has Hashem gives him to him chachma and das. Ha chachma hi ha Torah. That's the wisdom is obviously referring to Torah. Bechinas ha chachma Techai es baleha. It gives life to its owners, the ones who possess it. We talked about this earlier, that this is the source of all life, and by speaking out with a peh is malchus as well. We discussed this earlier. That by talking out words of Torah, you're giving life to it, and you're bringing in das, and then you're giving the life to it. That your knowledge, your das, is one that you're publicizing, that even in that place would seem to be a place of concealment, Hashem Yizborach Nimso. Hashem is found in that place. Vezeh Harem is Betavis. That's what it means. Tov, on the last side. Lefonov, good is before him. Tov is Bechina Satorah. Ki Ein Tov Alatorah. It's more in Brachos, actually. He recruits it from Avos, but you have it in Brachos, Ein Tov Alatorah. Hainu, Sha'ayide Esik HaTorah Nikras Tov. Hatzad Exoich Lehamshich Das Hashem Ba'ol. He brings Hashem's reality into the world. So the other part that's referring to the contrast is to Haman. So the Rebbe's going to explain, if you look at this, you already see the word le'asof in there, right? To gather together. So you have the holy gathering and you have the unholy gathering. You have Mordechai versus Haman. He's gathering, but not the sparks of holiness. He's gathering the type of Mammon. This is how he's trying to get us to fall into a type of Mammon. Bechinas Hastora, which because you get lost in that. I mean, if you just think about it for a second, I'm just saying poshut. People who are like workaholics, who are just so caught up in that rat race, they don't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu in their daily lives. They're so absorbed, obsessed with getting the next dollar. They'll cheat. They'll lie, they'll backstab, they'll do all sorts of crazy things just to, because that type of mamon is they're addicted to it. I think they can't be ehrlich. It's just, not like a person who's like got a drive, a guy wants to do well, he's a hustler. Okay. That's not what we're talking about. It's not a person who's like becomes swallowed up by this type of mamon. I think it's interesting. That's what Rabbi Nelson has in the Kutit Tefilos, that Pesach, which is Zman Cheruseinu, is the time to fix that type of mamon. Like, what's it really all about? What's the point behind all this? Ulam kol ze eina moyolo mishum sheish koch b'malchus de kedusha lahoitzi mimenu es kol mamon nitzotzos hakedusha shebola v'zeh mashem esayim pasuk. That's what the pasuk concludes with. Vaseis latoiv lifnei elokim. So darsha was saying the gemara again. It's all the gemara in a Yud Megillah over here. Ze Mordechai the Esther dechsev v'tasim Esther as Mordechai el beis Haman. Right. At the end of the day, we know how the story ends off. Mordechai inherits all of Haman's wealth. It all comes back to the tzaddik. Everything that Haman, which is Malchus of Sitra, Achra, was trying to gather and come back, it's futile. And then it all comes back to its source. Kila says the Tov, Zeh Bechina Sator, Shnikras Tov. We just explained that Torah is Tov. Umordechai, Shubechina's Malchus to Kedusha, Motim in a Kol Hamamun, Vekol Anitzotzot Shabola. He gets back all the money, he gets back all the holiness, all the sparks that were swallowed up and temporarily misplaced and got derailed in their journey. Shehepilim v'chatoyim, they fell in their sins. V'alkein heim b'hastor klape Hashem yizborach, and that's why they were hidden, because we learned early in the place when a person does an aveira, then the becomes nas lo keheter. They don't see anything wrong with that. Ulam kir hatzadik megalis shefilu b'hastor shbetoy chastora. When the tzadik comes and reveals that even in the darkest place of concealment, gam sham nimsa Hashem yizborach, that place Hashem is just as present as he is in the base medrash. Kol harayim, Torah kanal. All the crookedness becomes realigned, and all the things that were hiding now become the very same vessel to reveal Hashem's unity. To see Hashem was there. Ki Mordechai moitzi mimena kol hashiras. He takes all the ashiras, all the wealth away from him. Sheheim nitzotzes hakadushas al nefashos shel nefashos Yisrael. Let me just finish them. I want to do one of the footnotes also. Let's just finish the last two lines and we'll go back. Pibichinas chayil bola vayiki eno. So this is a
that's the name of undeserved mercy, unless I'm mistaken. It's the Roshi Tevos. They actually, I don't have that sitter here, but that one is alluded to in the Hiratzon that Yudah Mizrach adds to Tikal B'Shvar Gadol.
Yeah.
About the
ingathering on the tzitzos. Correct. It's chabu. It's the what you're alluding to is the shame chabu, ches beis vav. right? Which is hinted at in the second last letters in some of the words in the bracha of Tekah B'Shofar. So right, is that everything that's fallen out of fallen to realms of Sitra Ach should come back. Hainish Sitra Ach Mekia es kol hanitzot shabal. It'll spit, it'll vomit up literally. It'll give back. It'll be forced to against their will. All the nitzot of kedusha, all the shich v'zer levatolah, everything will come back to its place. Va'oisa hatzadik mizet Torah, and the tzadik brings Torah out of this. V'nikris eishes chayil. So that's the chayil of the chayil bola veikenu. So I just want to do this. Well, I'm going to end with a footnote over here. Let's do 88 89. Uve emes. Okay, you need to have the Hashiris. Kim ein kemach ein Torah. We know that it says in Pirkei Avos that you have to have your basic necessities met with in order to have the Torah. Veze bechines Hashiris de Kedusha. Okay, so there's a whole, I'm not getting into this idea, but that's a whole theme. This author has a different sefer he has called Ashiris de Kedusha, where he takes this theme. It's a beautiful sefer. Can't go too far off topic, but he takes this theme of Ashiris de Kedusha in every single parsha, like and he just talks about how it connects to that. Okay, so here we go. Yeah, 89. Pirush Sham V'Iyu, Pirush Rashi, Chaya Mamon, B'chol Sifrei HaKabbalah V'Chassidus Mavur, Sheposek Zem Rumas Al Nitzaitus Kedusha Shebol HaSitra Achor. Throughout all this form you were alluding to, is that these are the sparks that have fallen into the side of unholiness. They have to be spit up. Okay, he's going to quote in Torah Ches. He's pointing how the two really are going hand in hand. But what do we see from this? This was Oshei in the piece. So at the end of the day, we see that just like you have the Malchus in the side of holiness, you have the Malchus in the side of Sitra Achra that goes against it. So what happens? What's the drive? The Sitra D'Achra wants to highlight and push forward that taiva for more wealth. Right? And then that pulls a person apart. Whereas the tzaddik is the one who's being ma'asef and who's bad at bringing it all back together. So this is a lot to digest and to pick apart for this. So maybe we'll stop here, but I had an idea of what's